From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
My message to the Iraqi people is this. Seize the moment.
President Bush seized a few hours in Baghdad yesterday, just a few days before he marked the death of a terrorist leader.
It's a victory in the global war on terror. And it is an opportunity for Iraq's new government to turn the tide of this struggle.
And by yesterday, the president was shaking hands with the prime minister of that new government.
I met with a cabinet of officials from all walks of life here in Iraq and came away with the distinct impression that they are unified in serving the people of Iraq. They want to succeed.
In each of these statements, the president was signaling that it's Iraq's turn to take a greater role in its security.
The future of your country is in your hands.
And by giving a larger role to Iraq, the White House hopes to accomplish what many Americans have been demanding, a reduction in U.S. forces inside Iraq.
Today in Baghdad, the new government has put thousands of soldiers on the streets. It's an effort to reclaim the lawless neighborhoods of the capital city outside the gates of the Green Zone, where the president visited.